All the details of the Trans-Pacific Partnership deal have not yet been released because it's still being finalized. But even in its early stages, there is support and opposition for the plan from both Republicans and Democrats. U.S. Department of Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack is one of its supporters. He says the TPP will lift or reduce almost all tariffs on U.S. exports, which he says will stabilize commodity prices and open up new possibilities for farmers in states like Indiana.
They're also obviously going to be able to consider the possibility of exports. In the past, that may seem like a pipe dream for some producers, but when you're talking about the expansion of horticulture exports, which is the fastest growing aspect of exports in America today, there's an opportunity here that I think people need to maybe pay attention to and consider.
Vilsack says that U.S. exports are expected to increase by $130 billion as a result of the deal, roughly 9% of which is comprised of agricultural goods. But Ball State Professor of Economics Cecil Bohannon says that counting jobs and export dollars are not the main point of an agreement like the TPP.
The thing you really want to see with trade is an improvement in living standards, an improvement in diet, an improvement in the way people live, an improvement in better houses. What you want is better medicine. Better clothed population. That's improvement, not just having a bunch of gold sitting around.
Bohannon says it's the job of the U.S. government to promote exporting of U.S.-made goods. He wants to see the details of the agreement from a global perspective, to see the benefits to other countries. In Muncie, Keegan Beresford, IPR News.